Welcome to iPRO's Home Health Quality Initiative Conference Call, designed for discharge planners, social workers, case managers, and patient representatives in acute care settings. We also have sent information and have participation and welcome the home health agency staff who liaison with personnel in hospitals to the call. My name is Sheila McCullough, Director of Consumer Protection and Outreach at iPRO. I am joined by Sarah Butterfield, Director of Healthcare Quality Improvement from iPRO's Albany office and Project Director from Home Health. Continuing education credits for this session are provided through the Colorado Foundation for Medical Care and issued by the University of Colorado to those participants who return a conference evaluation to iPRO as directed in the correspondence that was provided with your registration or following your registration for the conference. iPRO has been involved in the Nursing Home Quality Initiative and implemented Phase 2 of the Home Health Quality Initiative in the fall of 2003. I'm going to briefly review the objectives of today's exercise and today's conference call. We would like you to come away with being able to explain the purpose and goals of the Home Health Quality Initiative. And this, some of you may know from having been involved in the Nursing Home Quality Initiative, began in 2002. Secondly, to identify the quality measures for public reporting. It's important that in working with consumers, it's very necessary for those of you who are information intermediaries to be able to have a knowledge of the quality measures that are being publicly reported. To interpret and understand the publicly reported data, not every single detail, but enough to convey this clearly to consumers and to the public. To be familiar with and be able to describe public reporting formats, how does that data look up on websites, and to describe the process of accessing Home Health Compare on the website and be familiar with what it looks like and how the information can be used. I'm going to turn the next slides over to Sarah Butterfield, who will walk you through the measures and through the philosophy of the Home Health Quality Initiative.
Thank you, Sheila. I'm going to start by providing an overview of the Home Health Quality Initiative. And the Quality Initiative overall is an initiative that was started by Secretary Tommy Thompson for the Health Department of Health and Human Services, looking at all provider settings, the nursing home setting, home health setting, and hospital setting, and eventually physician office setting. Looking at a quote from the former Administrator of Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Tom Scully, looking in his quote as looking, we want to measure quality, publish quality, and get people to focus on quality. So we're looking at publishing quality to empower the consumer for decision-making process and also getting people or the providers to focus on the quality within their organization. In November of 2001, the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson first announced the Quality Initiative. This initiative represents a commitment to assure quality health care for all Americans through accountability and public disclosure. The initiative aims at two things: empowering the consumers with quality of care information to make more informed decisions about their health care, and also stimulating and supporting providers and clinicians to improve the quality of care that is provided. Now, as you probably already know, the Quality Initiative was launched nationally in November 2002 for nursing homes. And then as of November 3, 2003, it was expanded to the home health agency arena. Now, one advantage to these settings is that the data that they collect on their patients is in the form of either the MDS tool, which is utilized in nursing homes, and the OASIS tool, which is utilized for home health care, both looking at patient assessment items at specific time points in care. So it's a standardized assessment tool. The Quality Initiative also focuses on quality measures, or will focus on quality measures, in hospitals and physician offices. Now, those of you from the hospital setting are probably aware of the Hospital Public Reporting Project that's currently going on in New York, actually nationally. Now, within New York, we have 135 hospitals that have pledged to participate in the Hospital Public Reporting Initiative. 90 of those hospitals will be publicly reported as of February 2004. We did have 26 hospitals that were publicly reported in October of 2003. And if you'd like to get a sense of how that is detailed and laid out and formatted, you can go to the CMS website, which is cms.hhs.gov, and you can look at the 26 hospitals that were publicly reported in October. And also those of you that are on the line from the hospital setting also can look at who the public reporting contact is within each of your facilities. Each hospital has a public reporting contact. If you have a question as far as who is that from your organization, you can just contact us and we can let you know who that person is. So just looking at the timeline for the Home Health Quality Initiative, on February 20th, 2003, Secretary Tommy Thompson announced the Home Health Quality Initiative. And then the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rolled out the Home Health Quality Initiative in two phases. The phase one began in May of 2003 with 8 states, those states being Florida, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Mexico, Oregon, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. In those states, they publicly reported their home health agency data in the newspapers and on Home Health Compare. And these were the pilot states so that we could gain lessons learned from their progress through this initiative. In November of 2003, drawing on the lessons learned from the pilot in these 8 states, CMS expanded the initiative to include all Medicare-certified home health agencies in all 50 states nationally. Now, in support of the process, the National Quality Forum is working with CMS on the quality measures. Now, specifically, in this quarter of 2004, the National Quality Forum will convene a Home Health Steering Committee, and then they'll begin their consensus process looking at the 11 quality measures that have been selected and publicly reported on Home Health Compare. The group will use the lessons learned from the CMS initiative and also bring together consumers, purchasers, researchers, clinicians, providers, and others to develop consensus on a core set of standard quality measures. And we could see that this progressed from the Nursing Home Quality Initiative, where we now have enhanced quality measures for the nursing home that have had some revisions and changes and enhancements from the first ones that were released back in November of 2002. The Home Health Quality Initiative aims to further improve the quality of care given to millions of Americans who use home care services through a combination of providing new information to consumers and other methods. Now, we're going to be focusing mostly on the public reporting activities for this presentation, but it's also important to keep in mind that there are 4 other components that make up the overall Home Health Quality Initiative, and I'm going to review those briefly with you. The first is regulation and enforcement activities conducted by the state survey agencies and CMS. The second is improved consumer information on the quality of care that's provided by home health agencies. And again, this information has been publicly made available on Home Health Compare as of November. Third is continual community-based quality improvement programs pursued by home health agencies, in particular what is referred to as outcome-based quality improvement. And the fourth being collaboration and partnerships to leverage knowledge and resources. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the first three components before we move on to the public reporting. With regards to the regulation and enforcement activities that are conducted by CMS and state survey agencies, these ensure compliance with federal standards, and those will continue. For example, the role of the state surveyor, the standard state survey that occurs at least every 36 months in home health agencies, will not change. Nor will the quality initiative change the responsibilities of the state OASIS education coordinators or the OASIS automation coordinator. That remains the same. Now, beginning in August of 2002, looking at quality improvement initiatives, quality improvement organizations, otherwise known as QIOs, and for example, IPRO is the QIO for New York State, in all states began offering assistance to Medicare-certified home health agencies. And that assistance was offered in the format of outcomes-based quality improvement, otherwise referred to as the OBQI system. QIOs nationally are providing educational support and technical assistance to home health agencies seeking to improve their performance by implementing this continuous quality improvement program. Now, within New York State, we have home health agencies who have been involved in the demonstration project for OBQI since 1996. And iPro is fortunate to be one of five states that were chosen by CMS back in 2000 to work with home health agencies on the OBQI process, training of staff, working to develop plans of action, and evaluating the overall care provided. That began strictly within 2001. Now, the OBQI system itself provides home health agencies with resources and methods for interpreting the patient data that's derived from OASIS. It actually provides them with patient outcomes. They can then target care processes for improvement, work towards restructuring that care, and monitor how the change affects their patient outcomes. The OBQI system complements and supports the important public reporting aspect of the overall home health quality initiative. Now, as part of these activities, quality improvement organizations are providing information and support to home health agencies on the publicly reported quality measures also, providing technical assistance and support on improved patient care and improved patient outcomes. Sheila, could you talk a little bit about collaboration and partnership?
Yes. Consumer information is so important, and public reporting of home health quality measures began with the nursing home quality measures and the development of information websites and resource materials that provide consumers with more information about different care settings. And this is going to continue as quality initiatives evolve and go into other care settings. It's acknowledged that quality data is not really the only element in comparing facilities or services, but it supports a consumer or a caregiver with information on very important elements of care. Helping consumers and family caregivers to make more informed choices with the in health care is a strong focus of the Home Health Quality Initiative. Public information about health care quality measures can act as a stimulus to providers because everyone out there wants to do not only a good job, but the best job available in caring for their consumers and patients. And improved, they can work to enhance and improve the care and services that they provide. Quality measures are really, and I'm going to go right on to how they're promoted. Quality measures are a relatively new concept or way of looking at the care that consumers have received or will be receiving. In the publication of quality measures, CMS has developed information in consumer-friendly language and in both in written form and website presentation formats. When Sarah goes through the measures that are out there on the website for consumers, it'll be easy to see that they're easy to understand and clear that they can inform the patient very well of what they're kind of looking at that point in time. The quality information is on an initiative is launched with a news event and accompanied by the publication of comparative data in newspaper ads in major cities throughout the state, and that happened in both nursing home and then last November in with home health. Other media events are planned around that to focus public attention on them so that people can begin to think of quality and to focus on it as an important information resource for them. One example of this would be, as we did in New York State, a home health ride-along upstate by a healthcare reporter actually accompanying home health staff on a patient visit. Our job in the QIO is also to help illustrate the professional services that are offered by home health agencies and focus public interest. QIOs like iPro plan provider and consumer educational events and publications that take place and are made available throughout all of the initiatives. Another example of this for the consumers would be iPro's Healthy Seniors newsletter, which focuses on the initiatives both separately and is distributed statewide in senior centers, library systems, and offices for aging. cable TV presentations, and outreach to a variety of media outlets. In addition to web promotion is key to this effort. So the other very important point, and how CMS really wants the information on quality initiative promoted, is for consumers to use, and to use often, a central resource, and that would be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week CMS Medicare Information Helpline, which of course is 1-800-MEDICARE or 1-800-633-4227, as well as support consumers and caregivers by showing them how to access the CMS website at www.medicare.gov, which I'll deal with a little later in the program. Sarah?
So let's look at how the quality measures were selected and chosen by CMS. Now, the home health agency information that has been made public via the home health care website, a home health compare website, is a subset of the 41 OASIS-derived outcomes that are currently available to home health agencies on their OBQI risk-adjusted and descriptive outcome reports. So these are patient outcomes that are based upon data collected by the home health agency staff while they're in the home setting with the patient as a patient assessment tool. The 11 outcomes that were chosen by CMS were selected by public reporting, referred to as the home health quality measures. Now the term quality measures is being used to make this consistent across all settings. For example, across the nursing home setting, in the home health setting, hospitals, and physician offices for the future. The OBQI outcome report that agencies access on their patient data provides a wealth of information for home health agencies' internal use, but it would not be particularly easy for consumers to interpret and use those reports and understand what they're looking at. Nor does the presentation of the data on the OBQI outcome report make comparisons between or among specific agencies possible. What agencies access on those OBQI reports is their own agency patient-specific data. Therefore, the public reported outcomes information is presented in a different way, and you'll see when we review the actual quality measures, it's in a more consumer-friendly format so that the consumer can understand what it is they're looking at and why it is important. The quality measures were selected, again, based upon client assessment using the OASIS information set. And the measures were based on research and validation. And the way they were chosen is the specific quality measures, the 11 that we'll look at, relate to activities that are important to help patients live independently at home. So that was some of the criteria that was utilized. Again, CMS and the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality worked together to identify these appropriate measures to use for the phase one of the public reporting effort. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality also convened a group of 18 experts that represented a wide range of disciplines and interests and included representatives from the home health industry, consumer groups, quality improvement organizations, researchers, and clinicians. And then the quality measures were piloted in May in the 8 states that I spoke of before. Sheila, the quality measure promotion, could you speak?
The quality measures are promoted both on Home Health Compare and by getting the news out about Home Health Compare. Newspaper ads in major cities accompany the launch, media events, and activities that take place throughout both the beginning phases of the initiative, and they would involve media components such as cable TV, web advertising to support 1-800-MEDICARE and www.medicare.gov. So in every intervention that we become involved in with providers and with consumers, we are promoting the initiatives to focus both the public and those in the industry on the importance of quality.
So if we look at more closely at the 11 quality measures, again, focusing on the ability of patient to live independently at home, the first four outcomes relate to improvement in getting around. We look at patients who get better at walking or moving around, which is ambulation, patients who get better at getting in and out of bed, transferring, patients who get better getting to and from the toilet, and patients who have less pain when moving around, and that's improvement in pain interfering with activity. There's four other measures that relate to improvement in meeting the basic activities of daily living, and those focus on patients who get better at bathing, patients who stay the same or don't get worse at bathing, and that outcome is one of the only stabilization outcomes that are involved in the 11 quality measures. That specifically looks at patients who did not get worse at bathing, patients who get better at getting dressed, and patients who get better at taking their medicines correctly by mouth. There's one specific health outcome that focuses on mental health, and that is patients who are confused less often. And finally, there are two utilization outcomes. One relates to patients who had to be admitted to the hospital, otherwise known as acute care hospitalization, and the second, patients who need urgent unplanned medical care, for instance, emergent care through the emergency room. And Sheila's going to give you some examples of how this is displayed and formatted on Home Health Compare.
I'm going to also be talking about the discharge planner's role in A, understanding the information that's up on the site and being able to guide people into how to use it. On Home Health Compare, it's important to understand that the display and the data that's on the site will be updated quarterly, and it is compared to state and national averages, and the next publication of this data will occur in March of this year. That means that the data that started at the beginning of the launch is still in place and will be refreshed and updated in March of this year. Getting to and accessing the CMS Home Health Compare website and describing how to get on it and how to really understand what the data means. Discharge planners, first and foremost, should be familiar with the website, as I've said before, how the information is displayed, understand that it compares the data that's on the site with state and national figures, what the quality measures are, and know how to compare agencies in a specific area. One of the keys to using the website is to know how to narrow down the search so that people that are using it aren't burdened with too much information or more than what they may need for that particular episode of looking at the site. The first area is to, first of all, go to www.medicare.gov and to select Home Health Compare. Begin the search for home health agencies in the area that you're looking for by selecting a state. In New York State, it's important to remember that we're large and we're broken up into two components. One is the upstate area and one would cover the downstate area, and the city and the five boroughs would be included in the downstate region. Narrowing the search is critical to being successful, and it really is easy if you have to use county or zip code. Zip code is probably the most effective way because it gets you right to the area you want to be and provides the user with the number of home health agencies within that zip code, and then certainly you can use the home health agency name to search if you have that available. Choose one or more of the home health agencies. And how do you do this? It can't be just randomly. It could be if you were looking more for location, but it should be with a good understanding of what services the patient that you're looking for, or the consumer themselves, or the family caregiver, really needs. What does that patient need? Are they particularly looking for speech therapy services? Are there other criteria that they have within their care? And here again, the discharge planner's role is critical in making sure that the patients and or families or caregivers know what the patient's needs are so that they can identify where those needs are provided. Because the site is laid out to give that information by what services are provided within the agency, as well as the comparative information. Once you choose the home health agencies using the check boxes, then the site takes over and you can review the results or compare home health agencies by the characteristics of the agency, meaning what services are offered and what is provided, and the quality measures as well. And if you're more interested in particular quality measures, you can look at new ones and try to decide what would be best, or to at least have more information on how to make that decision. It's understood that discharge planners have very large caseloads and time constraints. With quality initiatives information, it's helpful to be prepared with written information that is clear and language appropriate, and to plan some time whenever possible with patients and caregivers, determining if they know and understand their own condition, if they understand the benefit, the home health benefit or the nursing home benefit, so that they know how to deal with the situations that occur as they go forward to using these very excellent services that can be provided under Medicare. The health benefit, for instance, and the resources that are available for helping consumers understand are the CMS publications and some of the ones that were sent out in information binders to all the hospitals and to all the registrants on the conference call. These are quick and easy guides. For instance, something called Compare Care, which is a consumer brochure developed by CMS that can be gone over with a client to let them know, A, what the benefit is, what kind of services they can look for in home health within the benefit, and how to navigate the program and what kinds of questions to ask should they need to know something very particular about an agency, based on even looking at the website and coming away saying, gee, the score was this or the score was that. The right thing to do in those instances is to question the agency and ask them what that means, or perhaps to talk to you so you can explain it better to them as a discharge planner. There are other resources. CMS puts out excellent booklets, and they can be ordered both through the CMS www.medicare.gov website or on the 1-800-633-4227 1-800-MEDICARE helpline. And consumers can be encouraged to get them. IPRO will also provide them to discharge planners in bulk. I think that it's very important for discharge planners to support the initiative by strongly influencing consumers and caregivers to know their right to be fully informed about their health care and to ask questions about their health care of their provider so that they don't have to deal with situations that maybe start because they do not clearly understand why they're receiving the services or what the services entail. IPRO provides this consumer information. As I said before, it's available in bulk by calling the numbers that I will be giving out, and that discharge planners can also download publications from the CMS website on the provider side so they can use these if anything is not available to them at that particular point in time. Sarah mentioned earlier about enhanced quality measures having been identified for the Nursing Home Quality Initiative. As we move forward with information services to you, discharge planners and case managers as our clients, we're going to be in touch with you frequently, and we're going to be letting you know what's new and providing you with the information and the tools you need to work with. Sarah, do you have anything to say now before I give contact information?
I just want to bring out two important components that you should know about when you're there looking at the site in case you have questions from families and patients. Each of the quality measures that are posted to Home Health Compare contain a component of risk adjustment. And the risk adjustment statistically accounts for differences in one agency's patients versus the reference sample. Because there's always a specific element where some agencies take more chronic care patients than others, and how can they be compared. Now, the risk adjustment process minimizes the possibilities that the differences in outcomes are due to differences in patient characteristics, rather than the care that's provided to the patients. Now, separate risk models are estimated for each of the outcomes using a national reference sample. And again, these are based on research and validation. The other component caveat for New York State is that we are the only state that has what are referred to as long-term care home health agencies and also special needs home health agencies. Now, there are standalone long-term care home health agencies. There are some agencies that have the traditional home care patients and also have long-term care patients mixed in, and then the standalone special needs agencies. So when you access the Home Health Compare website, you will see next to these agencies either a number one or number two, which leads you to a footnote. For the special needs agencies, and again, these are agencies that care for a specific patient population, such as AIDS patient populations, the footnote will lead you to an area which has some disclaimer language stating that this agency provides services under a federal waiver program to a special needs population. Again, you'll see the same sort of disclaimer next to the long-term care standalones and the combined child long-term care programs, stating that it's a non-traditional chronic long-term care population. And that leads you to some other disclaimer language at the bottom of the page, which identifies, again, in more specific information, that these agencies participate or care for patients that are normally treated in a nursing home or institution, and that the patients within these programs cannot independently choose to join them, but must be enrolled in them, usually by the local Department of Social Services. And more importantly, because these patients are different from the traditional home care patients, the quality measures that are reported for these agencies are not directly comparable to the other agencies that serve traditional home care patients. Therefore, they may not reflect the actual quality of care and services that are provided. Now, this also leads the consumer on the website to the New York State Home Care Association websites and also to the Department of Health website for more specific, detailed information about what long-term care and special needs care entails. Sheila?
Okay. What I would like to provide now is the contact numbers. As I said before, we're going to be in touch with you. We're going to be telling you, watch for iPro pieces of communication, both by email and by mail, because some important events are coming up. There will be a conference held for the hospital reporting project, and that will be coming tailored to the needs of discharge planners sometime in the spring. There'll be other items that will be coming to you as they become available, and we're going to be in touch all the time. I want to give you a final reminder before I read the list of contacts to tell you to return any evaluations you have received so that if you are seeking continuing education credits for listening in on this conference, that you indicate whether or not you're seeking continuing education nursing credits or certified professional and healthcare quality credits. The contact at iPro and the contact team is as follows. Sarah Butterfield at 1-800-233-0360, extension 104, and email sbutterfield@nyqio.sdps.org. Sheila McCullough at 1-800-852-3685, extension 619. S. McCullough, S-M-C-C-U-L-L-A-G-H, at nyqio.sdps.org. Christine Stegel, S-T-E-G-E-L, 1-800-233-0360, extension 113. C. Stegel, at nyqio.sdps.org. Linda Azzato, A-Z-Z-A-T-O, at 1-800-852-3685, extension 294, Azzato, at nyqio.sdps.org. I want to thank you for your time and urge you to use the contacts and to call us with any questions you may have about the information you've heard or any other information relative to both the home health and the nursing home quality initiative. Thank you.